Good evening and welcome to the Allegiant Seam Academy special meeting of the Board of Directors. It's August 23rd, 2018. Call the meeting to order at 8 p.m. Meeting location is 5862 C Street, Chino, California, 91710. Instructions for presentations to the board by parents and citizens. Allegiant Seam Academy, Thrive Charter School, also known as ASA Thrive, is a direct-funded, independent public charter school operated by the Allegiant Seam Academy Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation and governed by Allegiant Seam Academy Incorporated Corporate Board of Directors. The purpose of a public meeting of the board is to conduct the affairs of Allegiant Seam Academy in public. We are pleased that you're in attendance and hope you'll visit these meetings often. Your participation assures us of continuing community interest in our school. Agendas are available to all audience members at the meeting. Note that the order of business on this agenda may be changed without prior notice. For more information on this agenda, please contact Allegiance at info@asathrive.org. Requests to speak forms are available to all audience members who wish to speak on any agenda items under the general category of public comments. Public comments are set aside for members of the audience to comment. However, due to public meeting laws, the board can only listen to your issue, not take action. The public is invited to address the board regarding items listed on the agenda. Comments on an agenda item will be accepted during consideration of that item or prior to consideration of the item in the case of a closed session item. Please turn in comment cards to the board secretary prior to the item you wish to speak on. These presentations are limited to 3 minutes. In compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and upon request, Allegiant Seam Academy may furnish reasonable auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. Individuals who require appropriate alternative modification of the agenda in order to participate in board meetings are invited to contact Allegiant Seam Academy. Roll call, Samantha Otto,
here.
Melanie Choi,
here.
Vanessa Okamoto,
here.
And Andrew Vesti here. Public comments, items not on the agenda. No individual presentation shall be for more than 3 minutes. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Are there any comment cards?
No, there are not.
No comment cards, moving on. Approval of agenda for the special board meeting for August 23rd, 2018. As recommended, the Board of Directors approve the agenda for the special board meeting for August 23rd, 2018. Have a motion?
I'll motion.
Motion, Melanie. Second?
I'll second.
Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Otto?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Items scheduled for discussion and or action. First up is our volunteer policy. Everyone's had a chance to read it. Does anyone have any questions? Concerns?
So we are or we aren't requiring fingerprinting just yet?
We are going to require, so this policy, it's written largely consistent with like Chino,
mm-hmm.
So we just have similar expectations of, you know, and processes in place. It gives us discretion when we can, if we need, you know, we're in a bind and like we need that support, so we can make that call to say you can come volunteer without fingerprints, but we are going to start with requiring volunteers of fingerprints and so on. So that's going to be the practice. But then the way the policy is written is we have flexibility if we ever need that exception kind of thing. So, yeah, that's, yes.
So with the fingerprint, is it going to be the cost of the volunteer to go out and do this, or is this something that we need to pay for?
Yeah, so we've not set that explicitly in the policy.
Okay.
We'd have to kind of look at that and see if it's really viable, because it wouldn't be possible to reimburse 100% volunteers. 50% would not be viable. So
I just worry about those that may not be able to afford.
Yeah.
I went to get mine, and it was a little.
It's quite a commitment. Yeah. So we'll have to discuss and see what we can do, you know, around that. But we're expecting. There's a lot of interest, right, to support their kids' school.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we can quite afford it.
Could you mirror it? Like
with
if
eligibility?
Student is part of free and reduced lunch.
Yeah, that's something we could look at to see if we could just kind of make it consistent
okay.
with that. We could set our own criteria, right, on what it means. So we can do that. So luckily, this doesn't bind us to any one way or the other, where we have to or we don't. So.
Is it the life scan thing that we did? Is that the thing?
Yeah. So we are going to move to, you know, be strict and require
mm-hmm.
it, and then we have to figure that out too, what our practice will be with reimbursement.
Are we implementing like badges right away?
We have badges that are not, that we ordered badges
mm-hmm.
that are, that they're just visitor badges and so on. So if you're on campus for volunteering for any reason, you'll be wearing those, signing in, signing out. And this is why, you know, the pick up and drop off is so stringent, because we don't want people wandering on campus and staying and so on without being accounted for in the office.
In regards to the, I think it was the TD test?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as well? The staff will determine whether or not it's
wrong? Right. And that's one of those where it just makes sense if you're going to have prolonged access to kids and to be, you know, in a volunteer position where you work kids daily. That's pretty much what staff are, right? Mm-hmm. We require that of staff. So we need to look at that seriously and decide if that's required of volunteers. So what will happen, should you approve this, is we'll put together a friendlier one-pager for families, and it'll go out, and we'll also reference the policy, but it'll be just kind of the one-shot deal. And we've seen good examples out there that schools, and this is just the way things are trending, right? It is, we'd love to have you volunteer, and here are the requirements, you know, that's just the way things are going.
All right, motion Sam, a second.
I'll second it.
Second Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Passes 4-0. Next up, the attendance policy. Everyone's had a chance to read it. Any questions?
I had one. In regards to the independent study, I was a little confused. Where it says if your student is going to be absent for one or more days for any reason, and then when you jump down to a student may use an IS agreement for a duration of more than 5 and up to 20 days once a year per year. So I'm not sure.
Once again, another something that can get like a more friendlier parent version than this, but the law governing independent studies is the same for independent study programs and independent study short-term and independent study for absences. So it's a little convoluted there. So the good news is we get some wiggle room on how we want to use it, so especially in charters. So why it's written there that way is we can use the independent study for 1, 2, or 3 days, right? And we're saying up to 4 days, you can have several of those throughout the year. There's not an amount where you cap out. Mm-hmm. But the 5 to 20 day, once per year. So you don't want a family who's taking 3 of those in a year. That's detrimental to the kid's education. So we would only approve one of 5 of duration of 5 to 20 days.
But,
and as I'm saying that out loud, it's probably clear the way I'm saying it, the way I wrote it. So
so the 1 to 4 days is multiple.
Yeah, because you
5 to 20.
Yeah, that's likely, right? Kids will be absent. They'll be sick for 2 days or something, and or we know, you know, things are coming up. And parents can anticipate that, even if a child's sick for 3 days and they didn't notify us on the first day, but for the second and third day, then we can use that infant study, you know, agreement. Whereas, you know, a trip, right, a family vacation, wherever it may be, we'd hope we get, you know, a heads up and can use that one per year longer infant study agreement. And the whole point of having this is, you know, in the charter we have a 98% attendance goal. So everything you looked at earlier in the last meeting with the financials assumed 95% attendance. So we'd like to get to 98% and, you know, have even a healthier reserve and surplus or more opportunities for our kids.
So in regards to absences then, want to be clear. So if, say, a student is here in the morning but sick and then leaves in the afternoon, would he still be considered just an excuse tardy, or would that be?
Yeah, you sit here in the morning and then leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a certain portion of the day if they're here, then they get marked as present.
Okay.
And I'm still working out the fine details of that with our between our student information system and the knowledge that they have, and then our back office charter impact.
Okay.
And making sure we get those attendance marks accurate. But yeah, if they're here for a portion of the day, then they are marked as present.
Is this something that we foresee going out that first week of school? Like, I just know as far as getting out, communicating this with everyone else.
Yeah, so the attendance target, mm-hmm. all of that. Hopefully, maybe a friendlier, with much like the volunteer, it's friendlier forms. It's consistent with the policies and referencing the policies. Yeah, we know we bombard parents a lot at this time of the year, so we'd like these to kind of sink in and not just be lost in the
right.
in the shuffle there.
Okay, so I have one more question here.
Yeah.
In regards to tardies, I know that the gates are going to close at 7:58 a.m. Just there are days here that, I mean, rarely, but when it does rain,
yeah.
it is just crazy. Will there be any exceptions to this?
Yeah, we'll be able to do that. We can have that discretion to say, look, there's a, you know, big accident, there's traffic, and we just make that call. So we can do that. But if you know, we can, as a community, get in the habit of the gates close,
yeah.
you know, and they close.
I just don't want a parent
yeah.
like, crap, it's 7:57,
yeah.
rolling in and not even stopping and shoving the child out.
Yeah. We each have those stories.
Get out
of it. Yeah, completely. But it's a tricky thing, right, where a teacher takes attendance and the kid is there 2 minutes later and they didn't go through the office, which was now what we're calling tardy, and now we have inaccurate reporting, and it doesn't seem like a big deal in that moment, but it is when you allow that to be practiced, and then, you know, attendance isn't reconciled correctly, it's a mess. So it all happens at what you do. It starts with what you do at the gate.
Yeah.
So if you're not here in your classroom, in your seat at 8, you're going to the front office, you're getting a tardy slip so we can account for it in attendance.
Good. Any other questions? So I'll make a motion to adopt and approve the attendance policy. Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Passes 4-0. Last but not least, the adjournment. It's recommended the Board of Directors adjourn the special board meeting for August 23rd, 2018. Who wants that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion Sam, second.
I'll second.
Second Melanie. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti. Aye. Meeting is adjourned at 8:13 p.m.